Just heard Country Life, Ginger Valley, and previous to that, Moondog, Tornadoes, Makin' Love Is Fun, instrumental by the Arrows, and before that, Honey Child, Johnny Williams, previous to that, This Old Heart of Mine by the Isley Brothers, and previous to that, The Eagle Flies on Friday. Exceptions on the album The Eagle Flies on Friday. You can make a request at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 37 degrees in New York. Now, back to the show.
Come on now, come on now, come on. Yeah. But that tree right there in the midst of the garden, leave it alone. Yes, sir, Lord. Yes, sir. Adam was obedient to God. Let's tell the truth. He was obedient according to the Bible. But then Satan tempted Eve. And Eve come to Adam and said, Adam, honey. Oh, baby. You ought to taste this fruit here. And he almost bit her fang off.
With our Thanksgiving shows, I always wonder who's with me. This evening, folks are asleep. But it's a good day for Sinners Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on WFMU. Happy holidays, Thanksgiving, brothers and sisters and beloved. Spirit of Memphis Quartet, the great Spirit of Memphis Quartet, I Will Trust in the Lord. One of their magnificent peacock sighs. They're all magnificent. And Cross Jordan Singers, That What You Got to Do Today. That's an alternate take of that song. I think there's another title. Cross Jordan Singers and Spirit of Memphis Quartet introducing Sinners Crossroads Gospel Broadcast here on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nett. You can turn up the radio and then go get prone on the couch, wherever you at. And what is that sound? Is that a record skipping? I don't know what that sound is. We've got the Accu playlist up and running. Say hello if you can. WFMU.org. Accu playlist, a fancy word for our song playlist and a chat board, message board. And I see we've got the thumbs up from the Montgomery Spiritual Five. We now take you to Studio B, the Montgomery Spiritual Five. Come see about me here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Thank God today. I just want to share with you. And a family that can't laugh sometimes, I tell them in the church, you just get rid of me. If you can't smile with me and laugh sometime and high five me, you don't need me because that's my nature. These Christians go around here like this. Don't speak to nobody. Don't talk to nobody. They too high class to look. I don't want them around me. If you that holy, get from around me. Because as long as I'm in this body here, I'm supposed to fellowship with you.
If you want to get to heaven, you got to humble down. If you want to get to heaven, I know you got to humble down. Well, if you want to get to heaven, you got to humble down.
Yes, Lord.
When I was sick.
And again, we want to remind you that these 15 minutes of gospel music have been brought to you through the courtesy of your friends and mine at the Lightning Auto Parts and Car Service, located in the Flatwood, Alabama area. Give them a call at 269-5813. That's 269-5813. And also John Henry Contractors for all your painting, sheetrocking, paneling, roofing, or any odd even job around the household. You want some renovations done, you can certainly call John Henry Contractors. They're the qualified men with qualified service, and of course, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Even though God woke me up at the hours in the night, 4 o'clock in the night, hollering that song about the food stamp. Even though I won't sing the food stamp around here because it wouldn't be so suitable. But you know, I don't mind singing it, the food stamp, at the churches and at any kind of program that I lead. To let us know that God didn't let me cut that food stamp because God didn't let me cut God's goodness and strive for Jesus unless he know that you can't in the race of it. They don't care what kind of song you sing. You can't do nothing but them three songs. Strive for Jesus, God's goodness, and the food stamp. You can't use those. You can't do nothing without those three songs. And I can sing anything. Even though I sing a lot of the songs that come and go through that land, look like my time is getting right close to round out. Right now, we're going to say the last go out with a song in his own way. Brother Isaiah. Morning. We certainly have enjoyed ourselves this morning. To those who that listen at my program, which is every Sunday morning, you can continue to listen at it. If you want to go to Isaiah Baptist Church today, I would be pulling some woods over at Isaiah Baptist Church. And I want to thank you right now. Time is out now. See you next Sunday.
One day I was bound. In this world of sin, and no one to comfort my heart within. I was drifted and far on life's stormy sea. My life was so dark, oh Lord. Thank God I've been sealed till the day of redemption, till Jesus shall come and take me away. Forever I live in the beautiful mansion. I live with the saints, oh Lord, in glory someday. My life was a wreck with bondage of care, and no one there to help me share. Jesus has come, he entered my heart, and he placed his love, oh Lord, in heaven will come. Thank God I've been sealed till the day of redemption, till when Jesus shall come and take me away. Forever I live in the beautiful mansion. I live with the saints, oh Lord, in glory someday.
That completes the holiness set of our program. Each and every week, we'll have the Baptist program coming up to take us to the top of the hour. Sinners Crossroads Holiness Baptist Gospel Broadcast. Non-denominational freeform radio, of course. Montgomery Spiritual 5, the Montgomery Spiritual 5, Elder Bessie Patterson, come see about me, is what they were singing in that one right to start the set. We hear from the Brown Brothers, humble down. If you want to get to heaven, you got to humble down. Marie Bolton, thankful. We had to get a thankful song in there this evening, parts one and two. The great 45, Marie Bolton and her church choir. And same time to listen to Deacon McWhorter and Isaiah Owens again from Deacon McWhorter's radio broadcast, WMGY, late 1990s in Montgomery. And we heard from the Emma James Singers of Montgomery, Alabama. I'm sealed to the day of redemption. Yes, indeed. We're that set of gospel music. And I tell you, we had this meeting where they're not supposed to be any turkeys coming in, and the turkeys have gotten in, obviously. Yeah. Because they're happy they made it past Thanksgiving, and they're bragging, taunting me. Yeah. I'll tip. Yeah. We'll see who's got their legs sticking up next year. Right. I'll be posting turkey feathers on the playlist. Get out of here. Shoot. Tune to Sinners Crossroads Gospel Broadcast here on WFMU. Take a little break at the bottom of the hour every week to tell you my name is Kevin Nutt. Hope everybody is having a good Thanksgiving. got a couple of book titles posted on the playlist. It lets you find books I've encountered over the years that really broaden out the story and perception of Thanksgiving. Does it make it any less Thanksgiving? Just lets us know what really happened. There's the myth, and storytelling has its place, and so does the truth. They need to go hand in hand. I'm preaching a little bit. Reverend Creighton, happy Thanksgiving to you, especially. And your last email was a blessing. Thank you. As mentioned earlier, we are going into our Baptist-themed portion of our program this evening. I don't play many versions of Amazing Grace, even though I like the song. It's just been played to death, and there's a lot of versions I don't like to listen to. That's just personal, but one of my favorite gospel songs happens to be a version of Amazing Grace. The Jones Brothers recorded in Sun Studios, I think about 1953. We'll start that set, this set, with this version, Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Brothers and sisters and beloved, on WFMU.
Oh, you Divine, my Lord, this friend of mine, Lord, pain. Above all others, His love is far beyond a brother. Eternal life is yours to know Him, this Savior divine, my Lord, this friend of mine. Well, I cannot tell how much I love Him. I cannot tell His love for me. I only know, Lord, it can be measured. It's deeper than the sea.
when we
up. Day is past and gone. The show is past and gone. That's for sure. Great Spiritual Airs of Hertzboro, Alabama. Singing live on their radio program, WBIL, about 2005, WBIL in Tuskegee, Alabama. Yes, indeed. Folks are gathering their things. Kind of a thin congregation, thin attendance here on Thanksgiving service. That's okay. Jones Brothers helped us out. Amazing Grace started that set. We are from Reverend C.J. Johnson, his church in Atlanta. You better run to the city of refuge. Soul Stir is one of my all-time favorite quartet numbers. This Friend of Mine with R.H. Harris on lead. The magnificent Christian Home Baptist Church Choir.
Hold on, brothers and sisters. God, yes.
recorded by RAM initials in 1994 at Mount Dewell Baptist Church in McConnell's, South Carolina. Hymn choir, one word, .org. Magnificent singing. We've played that from time to time. Some of the most magnificent gospel singing, spiritual singing. Christian Home Baptist Church. Hezekiah, you got to die.
Sure enough.
Isaiah 38:1. We'll go with the King James Version right here. In those days was Hezekiah sickened to death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. That's a Christian Home Baptist Church was singing about. And we ended the set with Spiritual Heirs of Hurtsboro, Alabama. Brothers and sisters and beloved, stay tuned to WFMU. You best, you better. My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks to the mighty gospel friends. Thanks to WFMU listeners. All folks out in gospel radio land. Stay tuned to WFMU. Have some good holidays. Stay safe. And we will see you next week.
Lord, my trouble is hard.
Shut up. Shut up.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zabinu, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.